sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, where we are a very active little bunch, selling and listing and leasing and property managing and all sorts of stuff like that. So, but I brought to you today Gary Thornton. And Gary Thornton has been Crown Foundation for 40, how many years, Gary?
44.
44 years you have been doing foundations and concrete raising.
Yes.
And I brought you back. You were here just 3 or 4 weeks ago, but I brought you back for a reason. We had a lot of questions about the foundation. I'm going to open up the phone lines and just let anybody that wants to call and ask you a question. And I've got a nice little stack of about six free lunches from Casa Perico. So can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So anybody that calls in, asks you a question, makes a comment, I'm going to give them a free lunch. But here's the deal. You do foundation repair, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. We've had a very, very wet spring and summer. We had a wet winter. And now it looks like we're going to have a dry July, dry August with scorching temperatures, a dry September. And when we have the wet season, that's very wet, I mean, record wet, and then we have scorchers without moisture, what happens to our foundations?
Well, the soils, the clays, and the moisture causes them to expand and, of course, lift up on the house, puts pressure on the foundation, causes the foundation to crack. But you don't always notice it until the dry period. And then during the dry period, the clays begin to shrink, the house begins to level back out again, and then all of a sudden it drops. And you begin to see a crack going up a wall, inside or outside. And usually it was caused during the wet period, but it shows up during the dry period. At times, that clay can shrink from underneath that footing and not allow any support to take place to that foundation in areas of the structure, and it's going to settle and break. It has to.
Because a house is heavy.
A house is very heavy.
So if you get a void under it, under the foundational wall, and the rest of it's supported, half the house is supported for what reasons, we don't know sometimes. Just the way
consistency of soils.
Okay. And then the other half goes down or has heaved up, who knows, but then it breaks. Then what do you do?
Well, then you go in and you evaluate. You have to...
You don't just start putting piers in?
No, you need to really look at it and kind of evaluate the situation. And you can go in and pretty much tell what's going on most times. Sometimes, however, you have to set up your equipment. And you've got to read the elevations of the house, because sometimes houses move so much that you don't know where the level is. And you have to... You have to read the structure and write the numbers down so that you know where the consistency is in the numbers, and then you can use that as a benchmark to lift or not lift other portions of the structure.
Now, but, do you want me to tell you about a guy that I had? Is my listing, and a buyer brought their expert foundation person. And I say expert in quotes. And he brought his equipment with him to check. It was a marble in his pocket. And he rolled it across the floor. And it came back to him. And he goes, well, you got to get piers in here. And then he rolled it in another place, and there was, he goes, nope, that didn't roll back to me, so it's level in this place. And then, of course, I was thinking, well, that's because you rolled it the wrong way. Had you rolled it the other way, it would have come back to you. Because it didn't come back because it just stayed against the baseboard because it was leaning that direction. Then I'm thinking, well, that's not very good equipment. What equipment do you use? Do you have marbles? Well, you got marbles in your head, but okay.
I've had marbles in my head for years.
But what equipment do you use?
We use transits. That's the device that you see setting up on a tripod, and a man's looking through it, and he's looking down the road, and he's looking at a staff that has numbers on it. And we use a transit, and that's almost becoming old school anymore because now we have the laser systems, and we can set up the laser systems in the center of the house or the center of a room, and we can read the elevations around that room. It's very important that we find as close as we can the original benchmark of the structure. That tells us what the original elevations of that house was. And so we're kind of looking for that potential benchmark. You never see it. You never see the plans on the structures. You never see what the builder, in most cases, used as his point of reference. So we have to try to locate and sometimes generate a new point of reference. And then we take all those numbers, we write them down on a floor plan, and then we can look at the numbers. And then if we want to run the marbles downhill to show the customer that these numbers are right, that would be okay. But you have to use the science before you use the mumbo-jumbo.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. For sure. Our call number here is 840-1000. It's 405-840-1000. You can email us a question, Becky@BeckyIvins.com. And if you don't want to go on the air, we get people sometimes don't want to call in, but they have a pertinent question.
I have my phone right here, and I'd like to get one of those passes to the restaurant, if I might.
Oh, there you go.
Can I call you?
ask a question, Gary. What's your question?
How many free tickets can I get?
Oh, you can get one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can get one. And one of the things that's a little bit scary that we're going to talk about is warranties and how do you know about warranties on a property. So it's time for us to take a break. We've got some callers on the line that want to ask a question.
Wonderful.
So as soon as we come back from this, we're going to talk about warranties. How do you know if your warranty is any good? What is a lifetime warranty? Why do some people give a 10-year warranty and others a lifetime? And we will talk about that when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. My license number is 47388. And you have the pleasure of listening to Gary Thornton with Crown Foundation this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Miss
okay.
Becky.
Well, we have a stack of people. We're going to take them one after the other asking questions. Are you ready?
It's wonderful.
Okay,
great.
Gwen, good morning.
Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning. I have a house that is 100 years old that is remarkably, I think, good shape for being here so long. I have an obvious drop on the west side, but there's a fireplace over there that's in perfect shape.
Well,
do you think it's dropped more than, do you think the fireplace is still intact but the rest of the house is dropped?
I think the whole thing must have dropped because the fireplace is still intact and, you know, no gaps, no nothing.
Many times, Miss Gwen, the fireplace loads up on the foundation and it will actually draw the foundation down because the foundation is incapable of supporting it. Now, it could bring the whole section down evenly so that you don't really see where the fireplace has caused any settling. But we know when we look at the structure certain reference points that we're looking for, and we can tell if it's the fireplace that's the culprit or not. Many times it's the fireplace.
Well, my thought is I would rather just leave it alone rather than to have to do anything to the fireplace, because it's, the bricks are still in the right, you know, they're still together in the right place.
Let me ask you a question, Miss Gwen. Why would you not want to support that fireplace if it would alleviate the situation where it is now, instead of allowing it to continue to draw that foundation down?
But it's a two-story fireplace, and it just seemed like such a monumental thing to have to raise that I just, you know, I've lived with it now for 40 years. So I figured I might just live with it for another few.
Well, Miss Gwen, it can be supported. It doesn't have to be lifted, but it can be supported. A given time, and from my experience, I know, because I've given it a lot of time watching these things, 40-something years, but you can stabilize it, maybe cause yourself less problems down the road should you ever want to decide to sell the house or something. You certainly don't want to sell something that's damaged and continues to be damaged.
Yeah, I think the word evaluation is probably the best thing. And let me tell you something, Gwen. I've worked with foundation companies, and I get reports from these guys all the time. Gary is one of the few, and ask for Gary to come out, too. Don't have anybody else come out except Gary, because half the time, Gary comes out and says, you know, this is really okay. You just need to watch it, and if it moves anymore, then you need to call me. But let's just keep it stable for right now. And so he's going to tell you that, if that's the case.
Uh-huh.
And he'll come out, and there's no charge. But it's good to at least have a reference point of somebody other than just you looking at it, too. So I'd suggest that you have him come out.
The estimate is free. We do accept tips, but no, just kidding. But I'd be more than happy to look at it, Ms. Gwen, if you want to call the office. That number is 721-5155, and ask for me.
Yeah, ask for Gary. I will. There's other folks in the office, but Gary's always taking care of my clients, so let's let him continue to take care of my clients. How's that?
I've heard him on here many, many times.
Yeah. Well, he's the expert. So, but his number is 721-5155. I will give that to you a little bit later, too. Thanks for calling in, and enjoy your lunch. So be sure and give Mr. Gannon your contact information. Thank you, Gwen. Let's go to another call. Janice, good morning.
Good morning. I decided in my kitchen. The sink is on a same direction, but right beside the sink, the direction of the counter changes. So there's a small wedge piece, and that place next to the longer piece, there's a raise to it. And below that in the counter, I can see that there are the shelves are a little bit warped. So what should I do?
Ma'am, is this a house that's is your floor concrete, or do you have a conventional type floor, wood floor,
with crawl space
with
under
crawl
it?
Crawl space.
There is not crawl space.
Okay. It sounds to me like one of two things could be taking place. One is you could have a lot of water draining in that particular area, downspout or some type of water retention area that may be causing that area to heave, to actually lift up that foundation, which would cause the warp that you're speaking of. Secondly, it could possibly be a corner on the structure that's going down. It's kind of like a teeter-totter. The one area goes down, and the opposite area goes up. So it could be something as simple as correcting your drainage And it might require some peering, and it would have to be looked at, and we could make an observation, and then we could talk about it.
You know, one time we had something like that happen at a house. You've looked at so many houses, you probably don't remember them, but there were a couple of dogs that had dug holes way down in there next to the foundation because it was nice and cool, and the water just drained right in there, and it caused the house to settle. I mean, yes. That was the main cause of that house settlement, was this big hole that these two dogs laid in.
It doesn't take much when you're dealing with water and construction surfaces and drainage potential problems. So you just have to look at it. Look at your ground. Look at your ground cover outside. Does it slope away from the house? Are there any holes? Are there any areas that, excuse me, are there any areas that you could, that could hold water? So it doesn't take very long to evaluate it, and I'd be glad to look at it for you.
So Janice, okay. If, give your information, to Mike Gannon, and, give your phone number, and I'll just have Gary give you a call next week and set up a time to where he can just swing by there.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Janice, for your call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Don. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good, but I have a similar problem to what other people are talking about. My house was built in the late 50s. It has a large basement in it, and I don't know what the problem is, but I continually get the water in the basement and water underneath the house, and evidently, there's some cracks that I don't know about and some settling or whatever.
Well, it could be any number of causes, but if you have a basement, then the basement has a potential drainage problem anyway because at a lower elevation, and then as the water table rises, and if your foundation happens to be within that water table, then if it's not sealed totally, water can come in, or you could have water from a downspout. You could have water draining from a improperly graded lawn that moves water towards the house. And this could,
So water is the culprit almost every time.
Almost every time.
Sometimes roots, big roots from trees and stuff or nearby construction can cause some things to happen, but water seems to be the culprit.
It does. Are there a lot of cracks in the walls there, sir, or in the floor?
Not the brick go all the way to the ground, and I haven't noticed any cracks lately.
How about down in the basement, looking at the
walls? Yeah, there are some cracks I can see in the basement.
That could be a potential problem there. The repair might be something as simple as to repair those cracks using a proper repair method, or sometimes you can take and this sounds kind of destructive, but it's really not. You can cut a hole in the floor, and you can build a little well there and put in an automatic sump pump. And what this automatic sump pump will do is to reduce the water pressure so that it can't elevate and extend up along those walls where those cracks are. And that helps to prevent a lot of problems in a lot of cases. It has to be properly prepared, has to be properly screened so you don't pull fill material out from underneath your house with the pump. But properly constructed, it might save you some problems.
Well, that sounds like some good ideas, better than what I got.
Yeah, and Don, again, be sure and give your phone number, and Gary can call you, and you guys can talk a little bit more at length about your issue. And if you decide that you want him to come out and give it a look, he'll certainly do that.
We can do that.
Okay. You got a real good program.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Don. John, we need you to hang on until after our news break. And we're going to answer your question. And if the rest of you have a question, do call us at 840-1000 because I've got Gary Thornton here from Crown Foundation, and Gary's helped me with foundation issues. And somehow people seem to address those issues more Would you say they address them more? Because, of course, I'm only involved in the sale of a property, and it seems like it comes up a lot when we sell property. But do you have more people call you?
Yes. As people become more and more educated, they know what to look for. And when, since they're doing their own inspections in many cases, they see obvious situations,
right.
And that's when they call.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot more to go here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We'll see you on the other side of the news break. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. If you want to call me sometime and get a little bit of real estate advice, it's 722-3232. We're talking to Gary Thornton, Crown Foundation. Table, no dancing. Okay, it is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you with your insurance claim, do a small repair, or replace your whole roof. They do commercial properties, and they do residential properties. So,
and they have a lot of time doing it.
Yes, they do. They've been around for a long, long time, about 20 years or more. And so they are, that's not long for you. I realize you're double that, but that's a long time for a roofing company.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
The word of the day is integrity.
Yes.
Integrity. And you have a lot in common with the roofing company. And we're going to talk about that. Integrity is quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. So, do you, Crown Foundation, I would say you got it.
We have tried to uphold integrity and honesty.
Well,
that's a part of our doing business.
And the thing is, you've had the same company for 44 years, right?
Yes, ma'am, 44 years.
So the...
I didn't have gray hair.
Oh, well, you do now.
It's kind of turning brown, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Wouldn't that be cool as if after it turns gray, it turns brown again?
Yeah, we ought to get a second chance.
Yeah, right.
If it's still there to turn.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, at least you've got it. You got the hair.
Yes, I have. A little bit here and there.
Yeah. And well, but we're talking about foundations and Robbins Roofing. The thing is roofing companies come and go like the Oklahoma wind. They appear to be a locally owned company. They buy a local number, a telephone number, and then they put on roofs, take their money, and then they go away. The foundation business has had this issue too, right?
Yes, we are beginning to see more and more of it.
So new companies come in, but they're really, what happens to the old companies?
The old companies, they have bankrupt, they have closed the doors, and then they grab a new name, say, we've been in business X number of years, and go on about their business. The problem with that is when they change their name and the bankruptcy is created, all those warranties that they have offered to them homeowners are worthless. There is no value left in what that homeowner has paid for his peering systems. In many cases, because these companies don't have integrity, the peers that they install are not necessarily a system that's going to give you longevity.
And a peer is not a peer is not a peer. It's not like you've seen one peer, you've seen them all.
No. Your soils play a big part of the type of peering that's required in Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma, you have you need to go deep. You have a reactive level that is about 7 foot deep from the surface, anywhere from 5 to 7 foot. That portion of the soils beneath your structure are going to be active dependent upon the weather. If it gets real wet, those soils will be damp all the way down to that lower level. If it's dry, they'll begin to dry out to that lower level. A lot of these companies come in and they'll put you something in that's in the first 1 or 2 or 3 foot. And then the next thing you have is a lot of problems. And when the weather changes, and then you go looking for these folks, and because everybody they've done business with has had these problems, they've had to go out of business, change their name, and come back into business. I see this. It's very disturbing. There are good companies in Oklahoma City. To find those companies, the buyer or the individual that may need the peering has to be proactive. They have to check out the companies. They have to understand what their Better Business Bureau references are. And that's not always the only place you should look as a Better Business Bureau. Check with friends. Look for longevity, companies that have actually been in the business.
Ask a very busy realtor that's been in business a long time, and they will tell you the good, the bad, the ugly of the peering companies and the concrete companies that raise the concrete, fix the driveways when they fall, the different routes that upheave different things. They're a good realtor that's been in business 20 or 30 years is going to know.
Well, one thing that I see quite a bit is if you're a buyer and you're looking to buy a residence and you've had an inspection, and let's say the inspector says that a foundation or an engineer needs to come out and look at the structure and see if it requires a peering. He sees something, the inspector sees something there that attracts him to a problem that may be because of the piers. And then, of course, the seller wants to call the cheapest company out there because it's coming out of his proceeds more than likely. The buyer has to be proactive. He has to, or she has to, look at the company, evaluate the company that the seller is wanting to use. And if the seller is purchasing product from a company that doesn't have the longevity, then the buyer should open their mouth or present their desires to the real estate agent, who should represent him if he has questions to the seller or her.
Sometimes we do a cash settlement as opposed to actually putting the piers in if we can't get agreement on the peering company. And that way the seller wants to spend less money. The buyer who's going to have to live with that work, would rather spend, say, $1,800 more and be sure they're getting a really good job. In that case, we do a cash settlement to where the buyer gets to do it after closing, and they can choose a good company to do their peering instead of just the cheapest company to do their peering.
That's definitely a way to do it. And but it's very important that the company have longevity and they have not been in business under a different name before. You as a buyer have to have your warranties honored when it's time to, and when you have questions about possible problems on your foundation. That doesn't mean that every foundation that's been peered is going to have a problem, but when it does have a problem, you want to know that you're working with a company that has integrity and they're going to be there when you need them.
Well, John, we were about to take your phone call, and I just saw that you hung up. If you want to call back, I'll get you on first thing. We're going to go to a break, Gary, and we'll be right back after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and Gary Thornton. Gary is with Crown Foundation and Concrete Raising. And if you have a question for Gary, do give us a call, 840-1000. Hey, I'll answer your question too. How's that? Gary, we're talking about foundations, concrete raising, and how can you tell? I mean, you don't want to go with just the lowest bidder. Like almost anything, you got to check out the quality of their work. It's hard for lay people to figure out what is quality work when it comes to foundation.
You have to know the procedures, the type of peers, and the people that you're working with. It's very important that you make an effort to be proactive. It's just like a roofer. There's been a lot of roofers come into this country after a storm, and they storm the place, the roofers, and they get all this business, and then they're gone, and there's no warranties there. The same thing is taking place today in the piering business.
What's a normal warranty on a pier? I mean, say someone puts four piers on the side of their house. What's the normal warranty on that?
Generally, that's for normal is a lifetime warranty as long as the owner owns that structure. And that warranty, in most cases, is passed. You can pass it one time to a buyer. But the company has to be there to service that warranty. If they're not there, then the warranty means nothing. And as a purchaser of a piece of property, you would want a company that's going to be there, because maybe someday you're going to sell that company or that property, and you're going to want to tell that buyer that, hey, you have a warranty. This is the company that we used. They're a company that's been around a long time. They have a good reputation. Don't look for cheap when it comes to peers. Look for quality. And in our business, the depth that those piers go that's very important. We've got to get down to stable soil. You can't go in with a little concrete pad and a shim of some type and lift that house up and support it on that little concrete pad, because it's going to settle. First of all, it's within those 5 to 7 foot of reactive soils. So whatever the weather does, those piers are going to react to that. Get a good company. Check them out.
Okay. And if you're buying a house and the seller's wanting to use a cheap company, and cheap's okay. I mean, less money's okay. But less money because of why? You know, my famous story of the house in Moore where the cheap company put in the piers prematurely, didn't even have a contract. He was told by the realtor to go put in 2 piers in this house and did it. She was the buyer's agent. She didn't even have the listing on the house. She had no authority to do that. So they put in these piers, and then I show the house to somebody else because their deal's falling through, and walk out the back door. I could put my hand in the gap between the storm door and the brick. He had put the piers in the wrong place, and without any authority to do so. And then he kept dunning me for the money for the piers. I said, I didn't authorize that, nor did the seller. So, no, you're not going to get your money for the piers. And he said, well, then I'll just take them out. I said, oh, yeah, that's going to help you. Not. We ended up getting that figured out without a lawsuit. Man, that was a mess.
Well, a company, let's go back to that word integrity. A company with integrity, they're going to, in some cases, go ahead and eat that bill because they want to honor the buyer, they want to honor the sale and the real estate people, and they understand that accidents, misunderstandings, miscues can take place.
Right.
But if they're a legitimate company, they will honestly work with you. Yeah. And the last thing they're going to think about is a lawsuit.
And my friends, the one thing I want you to remember is that I get Gary, which means you get Gary. So when you call Crown Foundation, I'm going to give you the telephone number. Ask for Gary because he's the expert. 721-5155, 721-5155. Gary, how many million-dollar homes are there in Oklahoma County?
Well, that would be in your department, Becky.
That's not my department at all. That is in Mr. Stein's department. So, Mr. Stein,
that is my department.
Oh, you had him in. Yeah, I see.
You've got a contest going on, Larry Stein.
We do. If there's 720 square miles that make up Oklahoma County, there's about $7 billion worth of property. Most of it is residential property. And we're putting a competition together. Now, you can check some of the previous releases that we've had about million-dollar homes, but we thought it would be fun to put it out there and ask everybody if they'd like to guess on the number of million-dollar homes just in Oklahoma County, because Oklahoma City goes into four different counties, but we're just looking at the 720 square miles that make up Oklahoma County. So if you guess, you have to do the official guess on the webpage. And if you guess the official number or get closest to it without going over, I'm taking the lunch to the Museum Cafe across from the courthouse.
We don't win a million-dollar house?
No, but if you win, Becky, I may take your lunch there anyway, just for the fun of it.
There you go. I'm in. I get to go with you for that. I'm horning my way in on that deal. But, I love that museum, that cafe at the museum.
It's a great place. And if you get an Allied Arts card, I think you get buy one, get one free. So that's an incentive to everybody to get involved in the Allied Arts. But it's very intriguing to see the growth, you know, because everybody says, oh, my house is worth that much?
Yeah.
You know, I just paid $150,000. What happened? And, you know, when we assess the market value of homes, people sometimes complain, although we didn't have that many people complain this year about their values. But they, you know, when you get a 30-year mortgage and your payout's more than twice what you borrowed on the original value, that appreciation usually happens, and it doesn't happen in the last year. It happens over time. So it's usually a good thing, because for some people it's an investment, and they want to have some money at the end, and they can take some cash out.
There you go.
Can I interject something here?
Sure you can. You interject all kinds of things, Gary.
Yeah, I know, but I'm from the Upper West Coast originally. I left when I was a puppy, and I've been in Oklahoma ever since the military. But the I look at Washington State, I look at California, and I watch them, and I watch their home and property values. We are about 5 to 10 years behind the Northwest as far as property values. If you purchase a house in Seattle today, I think that you're going to be a mean average there, I believe, is $450,000, and we're talking about a small house. Well, Oklahoma will get there. You just have to give us a few more years. These houses today that are selling for $100,000, they're going to be $400,000 houses. Look at the coast. What's the coast doing? We will be doing that.
Well,
there's a release on our website. It shows that Oklahoma City, Oklahoma County is like the third best market to purchase real estate anywhere with the least amount of money and income.
We have
enter the competition. We'd love to have you.
We have three West Coast buyers that we're helping to buy properties, and they're holding them. And some are buying. Well, most of them are buying cash, and it's a great return on their money. I manage their properties for them, and it's great. So, well, Larry Stein, I thank you. And how do they enter this contest? They just go to the Oklahoma County website?
Go to the Oklahoma County Assessor's website and look for million-dollar homes, and you can make an official entry there.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks, Becky. Bye-bye.
So, million-dollar homes, you work on million-dollar homes, multi-million-dollar homes.
Yes, I have.
You also work on $85,000 homes.
And less back in the old days.
yeah. So any level of home. And sometimes it costs more to preserve a small home than a million-dollar home. It's hard to know without bringing your expert in. So my expert is Gary Thornton, Crown Foundation. And if you just tell him that you're a friend of Becky's, you listen to a radio show, Gary will come out himself. So just ask for Gary. And we're going to see you next week here. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Becky.
Okay, call me sometime this week, guys, 722-3232. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.